Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkel of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The 69th North Dakota Legislative Session is now in full swing, kicking off on January 7th and on track to rival other sessions for the most introduced bills. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is present every day, monitoring issues that will impact producers' business and bottom line. Property tax is undeniably the hot topic of the session, and many property tax bills were heard in committee this week. Numerous proposals are being vetted. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association message to lawmakers has been this: with large grazing animals and land-centric industry, cattlemen and cattlewomen are generally significant property owners and pay significant property taxes. The NDSA appreciates the work being done on all property tax relief and reform, but the final package must include agricultural land. We are advocating for a broad-based, holistic approach to reduce the property tax burden in North Dakota so as not to create inequitable shifts between property classes, tip the proverbial three-legged stool, and inadvertently raise property taxes for a significant number of our state's property owners, including its ranchers and its farmers. It's important that the relief for one class doesn't become a new added burden for the others. There are several property tax reform ideas formulated into bills that would have an ag component. Among them, a school district mill levy buy-down, an ag land credit mimicking the primary resident property tax credit, and a reduction in the multiplier against assessed value. The deadline for bill introduction is upon us, so soon all the various ideas will be on the table, and it will be easier to compare the pros and cons of each. Another particular bill of concern this session is House Bill 1458, which has serious implications for animal agriculture. It would effectively place producers and veterinarians in legal jeopardy for using products that have been safely utilized for decades. The bill would create a layer of unnecessary bureaucracy and limit North Dakota's animal health professionals and producers' ability to care for animals. Many agriculture modified live products, including modified live respiratory vaccines, brucellosis and anthrax vaccines, have been used effectively for decades. This bill would make it difficult, if not impossible, for producers and veterinarians to carry out their duties to protect the herd. The industry's vaccine response in the dairy and poultry industry to highly pathogenic influenza will require a product outlined in this bill. State veterinarian stressed, "We cannot forget some diseases cannot be properly protected against by killed vaccine." Your outreach to the House members now to oppose this bill is critical. Members can stay on top of what's happening at the Capitol through the NDSA's weekly legislative ledger, which will be issued via email each Friday. Don't hesitate to reach out to us if you have any feedback or questions as we work through what we hope will be a beneficial session for our industry. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation will participate in Giving Hearts Day on February 13th with the goal of raising funds to support the 501c3's charitable mission, providing hope and opportunity for the state's beef cattle industry. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation has set a goal to raise $15,000 to support the organization's scholarship, leadership, promotion, research, building, and disaster objectives. If you are interested in making a Giving Hearts Day donation to a nonprofit organization like the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation, visit www.givingheartsday.org on Thursday, February 13th. Early giving has opened and continues through the end of the day on February 13th. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association's specific giving website can be found on the Giving Hearts Day website. Checks made directly to the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation can also be accepted. Those can be mailed to 4520 Ottawa Street, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58503. All Giving Hearts Day donations are tax deductible. For 95 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkel signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.